Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God for our time together as we can go into the Word of God and understand more perfectly, allowing the Holy Spirit to give revelation as well as application and understanding to our own personal lives. And the subject is afflictions in the life of Christians. The Word of God says in Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. And beloved, we need to understand the times in which we're living. It says in the book of Revelation, Satan is given power to wear down the saints. So we must not make light of our warfare that we go through, of the trials, of the battles. We have a very powerful adversary. I remember once when I was just looking for a church home, I went to a large church and heard the pastor say, his heart was right, and he was meaning well, but he was like, come on, devil, just come on, give me what you got. And it's like, oh my goodness, you don't really want to invite him. Because while he is a defeated foe, we have to remember that he was one of the most glorious and powerful of God's ministering angels. He walked in the midst of the stones of God. He led worship, basically. And so we have to understand, even when Michael disputed with him over the body of Moses, he said, the Lord rebuke thee. And so it is important that we understand we have an adversary who is opposed to us, who is opposed to the cross of Christ, what he accomplished on the cross, but we don't have to be afraid. All sickness, suffering, mental and emotional, are authored by the devil. He has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That was the purpose of his coming, and he prophetically fulfilled New Testament scriptures of the suffering Messiah, who would be bruised for our iniquities, our chastisement of our peace would be upon him. With his stripes we are healed. So we need to understand what the Word says, to recognize the sovereignty of God. As I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we looked at that amazing example of so what was going on in heaven. That first chapter, there was a discussion, and Satan came to join the discussion, and the Lord says, have you considered Job? And he was allowed, not only in terms of taking his children and possessions, his wealth, but secondly also to allow sickness and physical suffering upon him. But through it all, Job did not sin. He trusted God, yea, though God slay me. And so we have to understand that this is why the devil came, but God used that illustration of Job to show that it's not that we serve God, not because of his blessings, but because we honor him and love him and know him for who he is to the limited capacity we can in this life. Praise God. And so we looked at the how sin and suffering came into the world, the atonement, the importance of the Word of God, God's sovereignty, and also we also have to understand that we all are learning, and so we cannot assume when people are going through difficult times, we can't judge others when they are going through affliction. You see, that was the problem with Job's comforters. They were convinced he was a man greatly blessed, honored. People got quiet when he opened his mouth because they wanted to hear what he would say. But they assumed all that Job was going through was because somehow he had offended and sinned against God. And we know that is not the case. Jesus said in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 1, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. For with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Now, what is a classic New Testament example of what I'm sharing right now about judging? This is found in the Gospel of John, the 9th chapter, verses 2 to 3. The disciples asked Jesus, there was a man they encountered who was blind from birth, and I quote, "And his disciples asked him," Jesus saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." So I think that should silence anyone that says, well, you know, you deserve all that you've gone through because there's got to be sin in your life. There's only one perfect judge, and his name is Jesus. Praise God. And so my purpose in this series is to share with you practical help when you are going through times of afflictions, through trouble and trials and battles. What can you do today? There's five things I'd like to share with you. First of all, it should be obvious, that is prayer. Psalm 50 and verse 15 says, "And call upon me." This is actually a prophetic insertion in that psalm. Have you noticed through the psalms, sometimes it's the psalmist speaking, writing, sharing, and then the Lord comes in, and it's actually the Lord himself speaking. And in this case, this is true, verse 15, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and then thou shalt thou glorify me." That's obviously not the psalmist saying that. And Psalm 55 and 16 says, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me." So prayer is our first step. And then secondly, to remember the Lord. Remember what God has said about himself, what the Word says. And let me share, as I said, I'm sharing a lot of scripture to document what I am saying. Isaiah 49 and 13. "Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains." All of creation is called to praise God. "For the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted." Beloved, if you are afflicted today, he will comfort and have mercy upon you. And then Isaiah 61 and 2, this is the very declaration that Jesus stated as he began his ministry, standing in the synagogue, reading the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." Why? "To comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." And in that famous Sermon on the Mount, Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 4, Jesus said, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." And his invitation later on in that same gospel, 12:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And John 14 and 1, Jesus said these beautiful, assuring words to us, "Let not your heart be troubled." Beloved, this is a word for you today out of God's word. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And you know, beloved, it's just in our nature. We want to have to understand. But many times, God requires us to walk in faith, and we don't understand. Surely that is pleasing to him. In time, I'm certain he will give us all the answers. We'll have questions we can ask him when we're before him. And he gives understanding even in this life. And in 1 Corinthians 1 and 4, Paul says, "Who comforteth us in all our tribulation." He's saying that. That's a statement of fact. Then he shares the purpose, that we may be able, see what I mean? God has plans and purposes in affliction, be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, let me pause for a moment. What does that mean? We cannot add to the sufferings and atonement of Jesus Christ. Where we do suffer is laying down our will, the things we desire, for God's will, the Father's will. That was the most powerful, the most perhaps important truth that Jesus had to show us and teach us was that he was always doing those things that pleased the Father. Let me read that last sentence again of 1 Corinthians 1:4. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And so, beloved, we can take hope and heart, not only that he's our comfort, but he is with us. Psalm 46:5-7. You know, before I read that, you know, it's one thing to know that you are loved by family, by friends, loved ones, but it's another thing when they're standing right there with you, supporting you, upholding you, holding your hand, whatever it is, that makes a difference. And so I believe God, in the midst of trouble and sorrow, he will give us that assurance that he's with us. Psalm 46:5-7 says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. In other words, he won't delay. The Lord of hosts is right with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Isaiah 43:2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. And Jesus said in the Gospel of John 14:18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. How does he do that? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Well, my time is, again, just flown by. Oh, the Word of God is so rich, and I'm so eager to share these passages of truth, excerpts from the Word of God that will strengthen your faith and cause you not to be moved, because you have set the Lord before you, and that's what David said, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. That indicates the presence and the comfort of the Lord. I love you, and I want you to know, my UCM partners, my radio family, I pray for you every day. I remember you in prayer asking God for his strength, his anointing, to protect you from evil and to accomplish his purposes in your life. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write and know that whatever God gives to me will be a blessing to you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.